Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 347 for Tuesday, April 14th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mixed amid choppy activity Tuesday morning. Canola values were anywhere from $3 lower to $1 higher. The most active May contract up 60 cents at $454.70 per ton. Some spillover support came from the advances seen in Chicago soybean and soy oil futures, as well as Malaysian palm oil. Slow farmer selling in Western Canada, as they wait for 2015-16 crop prospects to become clearer, was also underpinning prices. On the other side, the large global oilseed supply situation weighed on the market, as did sentiment that the canola market's long-term technical bias remains pointed lower. The upswing in the value of the Canadian dollar was also bearish, as it made canola less attractive to crushers and exporters. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. Looking at the U.S. markets, corn and soybean futures were moving higher, while wheat values were down slightly. Chicago soybeans were anywhere from 3 to 13 cents higher, May up 12.5 cents at $9.61 a bushel. Optimism that Chinese soybean imports will increase as a country is likely to implement stimulus measures to help the economy grow going forward underpin values. Sentiment that the market was oversold after hitting nearly six-month lows on Monday was also supportive. However, expectations of record large U.S. soybean acreage this spring and pressure from the advancing South American harvest limited the advances. Corn futures in Chicago were also up slightly following the gains seen in soybeans. Prices were anywhere from 2 to 4 cents higher, May up 4 cents at $3.74.5 a bushel. Concerns about planting delays for corn in the U.S. also lifted prices. According to the USDA, 2% of the U.S. corn crop was seeded as of Sunday, behind the average of 5%. Though continued soft demand for the U.S. commodity and large domestic supplies helped to limit the upside. Wheat values in Chicago were down slightly amid some choppy activity Tuesday morning. Values were anywhere from steady to 2 cents lower. May was down 1 cent at $5.01 a bushel. Forecasts calling for more beneficial rainfall in some U.S. winter wheat growing regions later this week continue to overhang the market. The large global supply situation and generally good conditions in other wheat-growing countries were also bearish, though sentiment that Tuesday's losses were overdone limited the declines, as did a softer tone in the U.S. dollar. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Tuesday, April 14th. I'm Taryn Shields.